When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We go full buffet at 800-919-3776. We got calls stacked, racked, and ready to go. Stories to get to. The Knicks are red hot right now. 8 wins in a row. They finished their best month in 30 years. And now we'll see the rest of what comes of this season now, where they are. Third place in the East, and we continue to raise our standards for this team and for what Jalen Brunson has become for this organization. Jet story certainly out there that we've been talking about as well. But, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Ow.
Wow, that was good. Let's also add to the storylines something that we should just now start to talk about, which is Bill Belichick's not going to have a head coaching job going into the season.
Commander's got to hire somebody?
And so he's not getting that job. That was never going to be his job.
I always thought that he would have maybe got it with Magic, but also the fact that he's from Annapolis. I believe he's from Annapolis, right? Or he has his dad or something, Naval Academy, is some connection there. I thought that was going to be the first place he would go.
You did?
Yeah.
I've never seen that connection.
Yeah, but that's before like the whole Atlanta became a thing. I generally thought that's what it was.
Well, they thought it was going to be, Ben Johnson, right? And then that never happened. I mean, could Dan Quinn still get that job? Could Aaron Glenn get that job?
You know what would be crazy?
Mike Vrabel is still out there as well.
But what would be crazy if Ben Johnson said, no, I'm coming back to the D, and then the other coordinator
I'm out.
I don't get second chances.
By the way, is Eric Bieniemy going to end up getting that job?
Yo, we might need to bring Eric Bieniemy here to be our linebacker coach or running back coach. He should be our running back coach.
Something. But because Bill Belichick doesn't have a job, and I don't think he's going to get the Washington job, I don't think he'd want that job. They don't have a quarterback. But I think that now he hangs over the Giants through this coming season. Yeah. And that's a reality that you're going to be talking about for the next 12 months. Book it. Meanwhile, there's a story in the NBA I want to talk to you about before we get back to calls. So Tyrese Halliburton has had a great year. He's been fantastic. He's voted a starter for the All-Star team. He got a 5-year max extension that's worth $204 million. But it could go to $245 million if he's all NBA, right, in the last year of the rookie deal, which he signed the extension off of, and that's this year. This is the last year of his rookie deal before that big number kicks in. So if he gets all NBA this year, he could get an extra $40 million. But there's a catch. As we all know, this is the first year that you have to play at least 20 minutes in at least 65 games during the regular season to be eligible.
At least 20? Ooh,
yes, for a postseason award.
I thought they could just put him on a bench. He could just show like Cal Ripken.
No, have him play like a minute and then sit down. Nope. No, you can't cheat the system. Now, how about this one? He's already missed 13 games this season because of the hamstring issue. He also only played in 13 minutes of the game he got hurt.
Oh,
so that game doesn't count.
He's going to have to nut up, son.
So he has to play a minimum of 65 games in 20 minutes to be eligible for All-NBA, which right now we could kind of say he probably would be one of the top. Right? It's three teams. It's All-NBA, first team, second team, third team. You got to think he's going to be one of those.
He'll be second team for sure.
Right, but he can't if he doesn't meet the criteria. Mm. And let's say maybe the hamstring acts up again, maybe he gets hurt again, whatever it is. So that's a reality, and that's a $40 million reality that he faces, right? Well, he was certainly asked about it, and he was not happy. So he says this to The Athletic. I think it's a stupid rule, like plenty of the guys in the league. But this is what the owners want. So as players, we got to do our job and play in 65 games if we're able to. So that's what I got to do, take care of my body to be able to play in those games. And I think you're seeing other players in the league kind of face the same thing, as long as the owners are happy. How do you feel about the rule, first and foremost, as a former player?
I don't think it should be 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's half the game.
Yeah, I don't think it should be 20 minutes. Like, if we blowing somebody out, or if I'm just out there, and what if he was playing, like, you know, he'd say, okay, well, I got a lot of stuff on my legs. I'm going to just try and rest my legs, but I'm not going to cheat the fans, so I'm going to give you, you know, 15 minutes.
Like, well, they had to come up with a threshold, and they came up with 20 because it's half the game.
It should be a quarter, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion.
Well, a quarter's 12.
Right, that's what I'm saying, so it should be 12. It should be 12 minutes.
So it'd be one quarter of a game would be enough. So that means that I could cheat the system and play you.
But you're still playing. You're playing real minutes in 12. You're still playing real
3 minutes a quarter.
That's still like, what if we blowing somebody out? Yeah, typically you can play a half. Or like, what if somebody else is hot? What if your backup's hot?
I've rarely seen a blowout where a star player only plays 19 minutes or 18 minutes.
I'm sorry, how many minutes did OG and Randall play yesterday?
They played zero because they were hurt.
My point. So, like, in certain games. That's
not a point. You didn't make a point.
Okay, the point is, in certain games where you don't need to lean on your stars all the time, and you can almost
But those guys
want
to play. They want to play.
I know, but I'm saying you can have a bit of a load management type of day without, you know, being in there. You should be at 12 should be fine, man, in my opinion.
All right, well, you're saying 12, but it's still – if you still have to play 65 minutes – 65 games.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the
and
game
he's
that said, you
but
say
he's
he
saying it's
in.
A stupid rule, first and foremost, and he's saying it's what the owners want. Can we just talk about the business part of it first? Because, first of all, why are we arguing about you playing? Play. Like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played. He didn't, like, go, well, you know what, I got a sore ankle, I'm not going to play tonight. He didn't do that. He played. These guys all played. And that's why you make the money you make, because those guys played. And the networks bought in, and they wanted it, and they made it into something. Michael Jordan played every freaking game, all of them. That's what he did.
But let's be honest.
No. I'm being honest. There's a network that all the network deals are up this year. The league did this because they knew the network's biggest complaint was, I got a game, for instance, last week. We've been building it up, rivalry week. And our game on Saturday, the premier game, is going to be Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic. And we built it up all day. 5 minutes before tip-off, we were told, no Embiid. Now what? Well, are you kidding me? I've been selling this game. And now that I don't have this guy, he's out. You tell me 5 minutes before? You've had national games where guys just sit out. Load management. Load management became a curse phrase in the NBA. It just got ridiculous. Kyrie Irving, like, you know, sometimes you just don't want to play. You know, sometimes you just got to stay. Like, come on, man. People pay tickets for these. But more importantly, networks pay billions to televise these games.
Shorten the season.
No, you can't do that because I take money out of your pocket if I do that.
You don't have to.
Yes, I do. Because I have less revenue, you get less revenue. No. We all get 50% of the pot.
No, because
yes, Bart, it does work that way. Can't say no to something that's fact. 50% of the pot. So you're getting less of the money because the pot is smaller if you play less games.
So you sell your product better, because guess what? I guarantee you those TV deals are more or even more are the same or more for football, who gives you way less games.
They are not the same as football.
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet?
Not even close. The NFL makes way more money because they get 50 million people to watch a regular season game.
And they play less games. So build these games up better.
And you're paid per game.
Build these games up better.
Build them up better. I just built up Jokic versus Embiid, and he didn't play.
Listen, that happens all the time in the NFL. Guys hurt themselves.
But we don't we don't do that though in the NFL. You know that. It's only maybe in the playoffs you get Lamar Jackson.
It was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers versus everybody that was on these TV games. How did that work out?
It didn't work out because he wasn't there.
They ain't getting no refund.
But he was legit hurt. The problem in the NBA is you had guys that were just taking nights off rest. They were calling it rest.
So what I'm saying
And
is,
now you're complaining about a rule that your union agreed to, and you're saying as long as it's what the owners want. Yes, the owners want you to play because now I can get more out of the networks who are now wondering, I don't know if I want to give you all this money because I don't know who's playing on a given night. I need assurances that I can put these stars on the billboard knowing they're going to play instead of, well, these four guys are not available because we're resting tonight. And Greg Popovich started this. That's a fact.
If you gave him less games, then maybe it wouldn't be as hard.
Less game? What do you mean less games?
They should only play 70 games.
Again, I'm taking money out of your pocket.
No,
shouldn't. Yes, I am. It's 50% of the pot, and the pot is smaller with 70 games.
You say TV deals are up, right?
Yes.
It's the pot and the guarantee going to be because of the TV deals or because of the gambling deals?
Well, gambling deals. This is I'm talking about the broadcast deals. That's the billions. Gambling deals aren't billions. TV deals are billions.
Nah, okay.
What do you mean, okay?
No, I'm with you, but what I'm saying, it's a big-ass pot. Listen, the gambling deal is going to be bigger than the TV deals in a minute. I promise.
Well, we're not there yet, so we still have a minute to wait for it. But I know that in this second, I'm getting a TV deal, and this rule had to happen. This had to happen to get guys, which is sad to say, more motivated to play. Bart, I'm sorry. Did you ever think to yourself, I'm tired this week, I'm going to rest. I'm not going to play.
Only play 16 games.
You want to play, but you always wanted to play.
How do we see it in baseball? Like we have to talk about the
We don't see it in baseball.
You see a lot of guys not playing in baseball. How many times will you play and judge?
We hate it in baseball. The players hate it.
But nah.
I know you're right, Aaron. You're right, Aaron Judge. Like the Yankees were doing this, and we were like, "What the hell are you doing?" Remember the game? Remember the series? They still had a chance to make a run. They were playing the Orioles.
Yes.
They won the one game. Then they lost. And then they had the rubber match, and it was like Judge is now resting. What do you mean he's resting?
These are endurance games. You know what I mean? Listen, basketball. Listen. So if baseball do it, basketball is a sport where you actually. You actually got to be in shape to play basketball. You ain't got to be in shape to play baseball.
So you're taking Halliburton's side on this? You think he's right?
I'm saying the threshold maybe shouldn't be 65 games, or if it's 65 games, maybe it shouldn't be 20 minutes.
Well, the 20-minute part isn't the bigger deal. It's the 65 that some of these guys are going to have a hard time getting to. But that's just a reality. People expect you to play.
So I think they should adjust it.
All the money that has come into this league was based on a generation of players who played every game.
But they're not machines. And the goal is to be healthy and fresh during the regular season. During the playoffs.
What's different?
They're not machines.
Were they machines in the 80s? Were they machines in the 70s?
Different life.
What do you mean different? How is it different?
I bet you back in the day they didn't play as many games.
They traveled
AAU
commercial
and all this stuff.
they traveled commercial. They traveled in cars on trains. These guys and they played.
I get
and
that.
And now you make billions, and now you're like, I don't want to play.
Listen. Are you surprised that people are less tough now? Like it's a real thing, right? Like Nolan Ryan pitch all game. Guys pitch now. They tear their UCL, right? Tommy John, right? Because they're different. Like, the athlete is different. The velocity is different. So, like, you know, society is different, right? Back in the day, I bet you your father was a lot tougher than you were because life made him do different stuff. But maybe they burn out faster. So these guys are trying to do what they can do so they can play for a long time, so they can play at the level that LeBron's playing at for a long time. And I know LeBron is 1-of-1. You know what I mean? Because he plays every game, and he's a guy, but he's built different. But sometimes society makes our kids weak. Like I said, tough easy times make weak men. Tough times make strong men. Strong men make easy times. Weak men make hard times. Listen, I used to play every game, but now I can't relate to the new athlete. Like I said, I went 10 years without missing a game or practice. But maybe if I would have, maybe I would have played 13 years instead of 11. So what I'm just saying, I don't have a problem with them playing because I believe that they're obligated. But you just never know when a guy needs a break, like or what's bothering them or what injury's bothering them or something like that. You know, I remember how tired I used to be playing two games in high school. You know what I mean? Play two games in high school, you're a little sore. I can't imagine, you know, playing three games in a week, you know, and playing at a hard level. I don't know what that feels like.
But nobody's like, asking you to play. You can take 17 games off. That's a lot of games to take off. That's almost a quarter of the season. 17. It's 20 games, a quarter of the season. You can get 17 games off and still be eligible. It's a quarter of the season.
I'm not disagreeing with the games. I'm disagreeing with the, like,
the 20 minute thing is only going to cost him because he played 13 minutes and got hurt in that game. That's one game, all right? But what he's calling stupid is a rule that his union agreed to, and it's caused by an error that came before him. I'm not saying he's not legitimately hurt. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, like, well, you're faking an injury or you just don't want to play. This is because of the Kawhis and the Kyries and some of these guys that just said, I don't want to play tonight, and so call it rest. That I'm not playing tonight, like, whatever it is, and they don't care about it. They just shrug it off. That, to me, is the bigger problem that started to happen in the league. Yeah. And I will say, it wasn't the players that started it. It was Greg Popovich that started it.
But I think Kawhi
and then everybody caught on to it and thought, you know what? I'm going to do the same. Yeah, I kind of like this. I kind of like being rested. I don't feel like playing in Washington against that crappy Wizards team. I don't want to play in Charlotte where there's no crowd. I don't want to do that. And then what happens is it becomes part of the culture.
Yeah, because we can win without me probably. I tell you what, I don't really have a problem with Kawhi because we know with all the surgeries that Kawhi had that's a real thing. We know about the degenerative quad and all that stuff. I have a problem with Kyrie. Kyrie's a totally different story.
Yes, it is.
I don't have a problem with Kawhi because Kawhi has the surgeries and the scar tissue to validate it. I do have a problem with Kawhi. That's a different thing.
Yeah, but Kawhi, the story with Kawhi is that it got to a point where he wouldn't play at 80%. Like, he wouldn't. No. He stopped playing, and that was an issue that was part of him. And then when it was a contract year, all of a sudden, now he's playing every game.
But as an athlete and somebody that I haven't been this player, but I've been around players that, you know, when they're not 100%, things happen. And, you know, Kawhi, partially tore his ACL 2 years ago, the opposite one. So, like, when you're not 80%, you know the compensation comes.
Haven't you always told me that when you build up a callus,
you
end up enduring more, and then when you are not building up the callus, you'll get hurt more? People say that all the time.
Yeah, but that's
if you don't work out a lot, you're more susceptible to injury.
That's true.
So this idea of load management – works totally against everything you've ever told me about when it comes to athletes.
What I'm saying is that's healthy athletes. Like guys like Joel Embiid, once the damage is degenerative, it's only a matter of time. Like Larry Bird couldn't keep working out and saying, I'm not going to miss a day. His back was failing him.
No, his back let out on him. And you know why it let out on him? Because he was in terrible shape. but he played every game and then had a six pack at halftime and ripped some darts after the game. That's the problem.
Well, that's going to be Luka Doncic because I see Larry Bird 2.0.
Talk about him.
He's the next Michael Jordan.
Have you ever seen a guy get out of shape as the season went on? Like, yes. He shows up in training camp and you're like, look at Luka, he's ripped. And then it's like, wait a minute, why is he fat now?
We've all seen that guy that played basketball that's fat. Like, and he can run all day because he plays at his own pace.
Yep.
And Luka plays at the pace where he don't burn the calories more than what he consumed.
Totally waddles, too. When you watch him run, he does waddle. Like, he's not athletic. He's a great player who's so not athletic.
But we've all been around players like that at the gym. Like, this little fat dude is running. Like, he's still going. He come in there and play 10 games.
Yes.
Because he ain't never got paid. His pulse ain't never got over, like, 120. He just cruising. He ain't playing no defense.
Those guys, man.
It ain't even no fast movements.
And Bart, it's those guys too that you see them and you're like, when he does stop playing,
he's gonna look like Ricky Hatton. They gonna see him like, damn. Have y'all seen Ricky Hatton? Have you seen Ricky? He looked like he was just drinking beer with Conor McGregor. Like, when we go on break, I want you to Google Ricky Hatton and look what he looked like. I want you to Google Prince Nassim Hamed. And remember, he was a featherweight. I want you to Google those two boxers that was featherweight.
Ricky Hatton was shredded.
Yes. Now look at him.
Look at him now?
He's always had that bum bump on his lip too, man. I don't know who he was kissing.
I only see pictures of him like when he's – oh, my God. What?
Yes, exactly, like fat bastard.
Damn.
Now go Prince Nassim Hamed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's Luka.
That's once you let it go.
But he let it go. He cliff-dived.
I don't know. All right. I feel like any player pushes back on this, it's a bad look for you. Even if 40, it bothers
that's
you.
That's $40 million, man. Like,
I know it is.
We know if he could play, he would play.
Yeah, we do.
Just simply for the $40 million. So the fact that he's not playing is because he's hurt.
No
and
one's
he's
crying.
Pissed, and he's pissed.
And no one's crying for your $40 million because you're making $200 already. No one's crying for it. I'm sorry.
Man,
so,
40,
so, no. You get what I'm saying.
20%,
but not,
I know.
I'm not. Listen. You know me about the money. I never, ever begrudge money, ever.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to give it to you, you take it. I never begrudge it. But all I'm saying is have awareness. Halliburton, you have become a very popular player. People love you. Have some awareness. That's not something you talk about publicly. You want to complain about $40 million privately? Do it to your owner. Go to your owner and tell him, like, this is unfair. This is a stupid rule. And maybe your owner will find a way to get you $40 million around.
Find a way.
But don't do that publicly, not in this environment. To me, that was a tone-deaf statement by Halliburton. People love you right now, man. Don't start talking about, oh, I'm going to lose $40 million. It's a stupid rule. Don't start doing that when everybody knows you got $200 coming. Nobody wants to hear about you losing your money
when you
are making that much.
I'm going to tell my owner, hey, if you don't get my money, I'm going to ask to be traded.
Whatever it is. Whatever you got to do.
You need to get my bonus.
But there's certain things that you don't talk about publicly, and that's one of them, in my opinion. Not in this environment and not in the league that you yourself know. There's guys in the league that are – there's a reason why there's this rule. And those are the guys you should be mad at, not anybody else. And you shouldn't be complaining about it publicly, in my opinion. 800-919-3776. We will get back to your calls on just about everything that you want to talk about in the world of sports. Do I have anything more to do here? How many times am I going to read this? It's amazing. Happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch and grabbing your favorite football snacks and placing some super bets. Who you feeling? Chiefs? Niners? You like the over? These are two good defenses now. You might want to go under. FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a dub or two or three. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. New customers join today, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 or older, physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, Sebastian Maniscalco has added a fifth show to his run at Madison Square Garden next September, and ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's get through some calls here, Bart. Dave is in East Meadow. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. So, first of all, before I get to the Knicks, because I am pumped, one quick shout-out because you were talking Jets. Jermaine Johnson got named to the Pro Bowl. I don't know if you guys touched on it, but that's great news. And another kudos.
At this point, Zach Wilson gonna be named. How many people elected not to play in it? Like this point.
On, but you're happy for him, though.
I am. But like, you can see him. There was sauce. He got his own jersey on. They got Pro Bowl jerseys on. Like, so many people bawling out. Like, never mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Pro Bowl's become a joke
for him. Yeah.
No, I'm happy for him, and Pro Bowl's become a joke, man. Like, this whole Peyton Manning thing, Eli Manning thing went horribly last year. I can only imagine how dumb it's going to be this year.
So a couple points on last night's Knicks game from a coaching perspective. It looked to me like Utah came out and they were like, we're going to set the tone and we're going to try to rough up Brunson a little bit. And if you saw, Colin Sexton was giving him the business in the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
And you saw Brunson was like, come on, man. Like, you know, I'm not going down that road with you, bro. And I honestly think that is part of the reason that maybe Dante and Josh Hart stepped it up a little bit, because that game reminded me of high school basketball tryouts when there's a couple dudes that knew they made the team. But Josh Hart and DiVincenzo, they were playing like they were trying to make the team. I mean, their energy, you touched on it already, Alan, their energy was off the charts.
Yeah.
And I think if you saw Dante even try to put down on those guys a couple of times, I mean, just the fact that he tried, that was nasty stuff.
What did you say when you saw that, Alan?
Yeah, my reaction to that moment, that was like,
I
pulled the hammy on that one.
Olynyk and Clarkson didn't do themselves any favors in the eyes of Knicks fans last night.
No, that's a good point. They both, especially Clarkson, played horribly. He did not play well. But Dave, I will say, you said you think it did. I'm telling you, it absolutely did. That moment, Dave, and thanks for the call. When Colin Sexton was doing that early in the game, and I was talking to Mike Breen about this too, because he agreed with me, and he made reference to it on the air as well, on the network. I was on the radio call, and it was like Colin Sexton is poking the bear. And Brunson, like Dave said, just like blank stare, just, okay, dude, whatever. Like, no reaction. And all of a sudden, Dante DiVincenzo, he just flipped out. Like, he all of a sudden, like, I'm checking you. Shut him down, went down the court, hit a three, and now he's jawing with him. And it's like, what did you just do? And then Josh Hart's flying all over the place, getting rebound after rebound. Dante's defending, getting steals. And then came the moment a little bit after that where DiVincenzo tried to dunk on the whole damn team. Now, he didn't get it. Would have been amazing. He didn't get the foul. But that just showed you those two looked and saw their guy. That's my guy. And you're messing with my guy? You're going to try to bully my guy? No, that ain't happening. And those two were the ones that stepped up, and that just turned the whole game. The physicality went up. The crowd got into it. And the Jazz were like, oh, this is not the fight we were looking for.
And hey, man, why you do that, man?
Right, everybody's in Colin Sexton's face.
You're chilling, son.
Like, what are you doing? You were 1-for-10 last night. I think you should dial it down.
He's at Mr. Child's all morning, man. I still got shrimp fried rice to get up on my off my stomach, man.
Noel in Piscataway. Noel.
Hey, guys. What's going on? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, man. I got two comments. One on the Jets and one on the Knicks. Which one are you on first?
Go Jets first.
Okay, so, you know, last year I bought my first pair of season tickets, right? So the Jets call me to sign up this year for the season tickets. I go, okay, no problem. How much is it going to be? They try to go up 20%. I told them to take a walk.
Wow.
Hey, hold up. You should have told them you deserve a rebate for watching what you had to watch last year, because you was promised something else.
You don't make the playoffs. Mark, you shouldn't raise your ticket prices.
I'm in section 109, right?
That's good.
It's like decent tickets, right? Yeah. So I couldn't sell half my tickets last year, you know, when it was, you know, those raining Sundays and we were really struggling.
Every game it was raining. I mean, think about it, Noel. Every time they had a home game, it felt like it rained.
Rained on a season.
It was. And to watch Zach Wilson over and over and over again, I was like, no. 20% increase? I said, no, nah, I can't do it. Anyway, let's talk about these Knicks. I'm very excited about the Knicks. And, you know, I use the same analogy about Zach Wilson being a force detractor. You know, Jalen Brunson is a force, you know, multiplier, right? Let me tell you something about him. he's the guy that you, when you were younger, Alan, you know this, you play some ball as well. You go to the basketball court and you guys would leave your block together and you knew, if I had this guy on my team, we have a shot to beat anybody in the park today. Mm-hmm. That guy is tenacious. And I'll say this about him as well. You talked about the brotherhood with the Villanova guys. I mean, those guys are on point. Like, if one person looks to the left and looks to the right, they all know what each other's thinking.
Yeah.
That's the type of synergy that you need on a team. Now, Randall and Anobly being out is not a bad thing, because what I'm seeing is guys on the bench building their confidence. And to make a run, those guys got to come in when guys need breaks. Okay, and Coach Tibbs is also gaining confidence in the bench, on his bench guys as well. So it's a two-way catch-22. Like, oh, I didn't know he can do that. You saw Precious doing spin moves in the paint yesterday? I was just like, what is going on
Jericho
here?
Jericho Sims put it on the floor and did like a drive dunk, and then he did dunk on Markkanen.
Jericho Sims.
It was like Jericho Sims.
Wait, he can dribble?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jericho Sims is a brolic dude. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Like, his arms, his body, you don't see guys built like that too much anymore.
He's very
so
athletic, too.
I'll leave it here.
Yeah.
You know, the Knicks are looking good. And here's the other thing. They're playing defense. There is no more defense. You haven't talked about this. I think they've held the last 12 competitors under 100 points, or 12 out of 13.
They ended the month giving up only 100.1 points per game. In a league that's given up 150, 140. We talked about this earlier in the show. They held 11 of their last 13 wins are 100 points or fewer. Like, that's nuts. Like, it's just like this stuff like that, it just doesn't happen. I'm sorry, it's not. I think it's 10, but still, that's a lot in today's game. So that is a big deal. But as I said earlier, Bart, like, I'm all in on this. Like, all in. The Villanova Culture Cats. Like, this is what I want now. Everybody wants to chase stars. No. Give me more supernovas. I'd rather have them. Give me them all. Give me Kyle Lowry.
What about a Wildcat, though?
Give me Wildcat. Wildcat.
Kentucky.
Nah. Villanova Wildcat. They tried the Kentucky thing. I think Villanova's better. You give me these guys, all of them, and that's why I'd give all the picks for Mikal Bridges, because he would fit. He would just be a perfect fit. Mike in Jersey, Mike.
How you doing, guys? I listen to you guys faithfully every single day, every show. I never miss a show. I watch every Knicks game, home and away. It does not matter. I watch every single game. I just want to piggyback on what the last caller said. He made a lot of the points I wanted to make as far as the bench, like with OG and with Julius out. The benches, they're gaining a lot of confidence. The chemistry, it's just building and building. And as the more games we play without those two guys and these guys keep stepping up like that, that's going to make a better team for us to make a run with in the playoffs. Now, a lot of people are, you know, saying we should make a trade before the deadline. Honestly, like, I've been a Knicks fan my whole life, and that stat that you guys keep talking about, this win streak that this 14-2 record in January since 94, when they did that, that was a month before I was born. Like, that's the last time they've done this. And it's like, I've I'm a diehard Knicks fan. It's been so many years that, like, you watch Knicks games and it's just like the same old Jets stigma. You know that we'll be winning the whole game, and toward the fourth, you're waiting for that Knicks, that fourth quarter crumble, and we lose the game. For so many years that's happened. And now with this group, I feel like if we're losing going into the fourth, I have full confidence that we're going to come back and win the game. These guys do not have no quit in their hearts. These guys are gritty. I love the squad. And, one last thing, Devo, he reminds me of Woody Harrelson. What's that? What's the guy in White Man Can't Jump, the original one? Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, Woody.
He's been, I watch every game. Devo's been trying to post to people so many times,
yes.
And he keeps getting blocked or hung up. I just
realize
want him to get
jump.
That poster already. Want him to get that poster already. I'm going to go crazy.
He's going
to
get one eventually, especially after Jalen called him out. He's got
to
get one.
Yeah. He needs to find a girl that knows all the fruits that start with the letter Q.
Billy, you so stupid.
Quint, Billy, how much you love me, Billy? How much you love me?
Josh in Brooklyn.
Infinity, that's not...
Josh, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
So I wanted to... You stole my thunder about Jordan Clarkson. He did not show himself well. Yeah. That was his audition last night, man. That was... He was.
Remember, they were at the end of a trip.
He couldn't get past nobody.
He didn't look. Yeah, he did not look good. Didn't look comfortable. They were sitting on it.
Yeah.
And the scouting report stuff, right. It really stands out when you watch carefully. you can see how they guard people. Like, I thought it was something like if you're a righty, they sit on your right shoulder, force you to go left. No, we're taking you this entire side of your body away from you, and I'm forcing you to go the way you don't want to go. And if you beat me that way, tip of the cap.
I'm looking at the game last night, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, all right, let me see what you can do.
Yep.
Because the thing with like I'm noticing about this rotation that you see, like when the bench comes in, is that the McBride factor. He's a good scorer, but he can't lead. He can't lead them and hold, like, help them.
He's not a floor general.
He can't get your offense going.
So right.
Yeah. They got to fill that position in. But what I wanted to say, what I called in really for, was the when the OG trade was made, the Precious Achiuwa aspect of it seemed like such. It was like just take him. But he's becoming somebody, and I called you when the I think it was in the summertime when the Porzingis trade was made, and I said that the Boston's the one team I would be worried about going into the playoffs, because I don't feel Mitchell Robinson going to be able to play with like those kind of big men like the Porzingis
stretch guys
and like the Porzingis and the MB. He's going to get in foul trouble, and that's going to happen. Precious Achiuwa, for some reason, I don't know what's happened over these past games, but he seems to be that guy where I feel like I can play him now on those kind of bigs, and he's not going to foul him. He's going to defend him as hard as he can, and he's going to disrupt everything that's going on. This guy's game and the way that he fits into the aspect of this team, you got to give the Leon Rose and Thibodeau them. You got to give them credit for what they did, because they're finding people that are like that are fluently able to work within the scheme of what's going on with the team offensively. Like with Mitch Robinson, we lost a lot of offense on this team because he was a good defensive and the rebounder, but he didn't bring any offense. There's Hartenstein and this Precious Achiuwa that they got going on, just offensively and defensively. It's gone under the radar, and it's been quiet because the OG trade was the OG was the big person of the trade. But it's been so good, man. I'm really happy. I've been a Knicks fan for years, and I'm just happy just to see this happen. You know, just to see these guys build, and just it's just good, man. I appreciate the call.
I appreciate you. You can hear it in the voice. But Bart, do you hear these guys? Do you hear the fans? Do you hear them?
They're ready to do the parade.
Like they can't. It's almost like they just like how happy people are to finally have a team like this that. You know, you're not hearing complaints of ISO ball and I can't stand watching it, or they don't defend anybody, or this. Like, you're hearing because they love the style that they play. And that's always, it always starts there. And then, of course, you play a style and then you win. Well, you love that too. And that's what you're getting right now. You're getting a very unselfish team that plays really hard and is doing a lot of winning right now. Now, we all know you're going to hit a skid. It always happens in a season. You're not just going to roll off the rest of the year. You're going to lose games. But it's the style of play that you're buying into and start believing in. And it starts to make you think, like, how close can this team get? But I love the energy from the fans. 800-919-3776. So we're going to hang out with Garrett Wilson tonight at the event. Give you the opportunity next. What do you want us to talk to him about? What should we ask Garrett Wilson? Let us know.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh. Yes. Time for Bart Stradamus.
Oh, yes.
Brought to you by Samuel Institute for Pain Management.
Oh! Oh. Oh, yes.
Some of my best work.
I have my crystal 8-ball. Oh,
a crystal 8-ball. Wow.
Yes. To match the win streak of the Knicks.
I see.
Oh, but can they keep pace as the Halliburton-led Pacers grimy, grinchy, because I don't get my money. So I shall take it out on you. Will they end the streak? Nope.
Oh.
Not at all. As the magic continues, even without OG, they get the dubsy. Oh, yes. But that's not the news that everybody wants to hear.
What is it?
The news is, where will Bill Belichick be next season?
Where will it be?
Oh. Oh, yes. I've seen the light. Oh, and I see a pairing. I see a reunion. Oh, I see Bill on the sidelines.
See the sideline reporter when Tom Brady is calling games for Fox?
And I see him in a booth.
Oh.
With Terrific Tom.
What?
Screw you, Olsen. We have a threesome. And a threesome phrasing? Is Bill Belichick. Oh, and Tom Brady. Creating awkward magic in the booth.
That would be amazing, actually.
So it is said.
So it shall be. Burkhardt, have a seat. Belichick's got this. That's Barstradam, is brought to you by Samuel Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samuelpain.com today. Wow. That's one I did not expect. All right, so we have our event tonight with Garrett Wilson. What do you think we should talk to him about?
His quotes in the piece.
Well, those were public quotes, though.
Still quotes.
True.
Don't get into the semantics. Quotes a quote. You were quoted in this
wow,
paper.
Look at you being all reportery. Sir, you were quoted as saying this in this report. Would you like to comment? Comment on my own quote?
Yes. What were you meaning? Since then, have you changed your opinion about what you said?
See, this is what amazes me about
Did you get Hogan fired? I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Listen, you have it in you to be a great journalist. You just choose not to be. And we're going to ask him what he thinks about all this Tyrese Halliburton money stuff, too. Anyways, we'll have fun tonight. Bart, I'll see you in a little bit.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.